Dave, Dave, come here. I want to talk to you. It's important.
I want to talk to you too, Dad. When's this working bee going to take place?
Lots of the blokes couldn't come this afternoon, so I fixed it up for tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Now, listen, this is something more important. It's time we got busy on the Christmas presents.
Oh, yes, I was thinking about that myself. I've got to get something for Mum and Mabel.
Well, I think we'd better go into town and do our shopping this morning. We may as well get it over. We'll have to hide the presents. Mum says she wants them all given out at Christmas dinner.
Where's Mum now?
Busy in the other room getting Christmas presents ready for her friends. She's making shoe trees and coat hangers.
Mum does that every year.
Yes, I wonder what all the people do with all those shoe trees and coat hangers. Mum always gets a fair swag of them too.
Yeah, well, let's sneak into town this morning and have a look round, eh?
That's a good idea. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Mum. Dad. Oh, I'm so busy.
Yes?
There are so many presents to be got ready. I suppose you're tired of hearing about Christmas after giving out all those presents at the school the other day, eh?
Well, that's the last time I'll ever be Father Christmas. I got cotton wool right down me throat. I couldn't make a speech for coughing.
Well, never mind. It went very well at the finish. Are you two going to be busy this morning?
As a matter of fact, Sarah, we were thinking of running into town.
Oh, that's splendid. I'll come with you. There are several little things I want to get at Hopkins' store, and I want to go in and see Mr. Wilkins, the jeweler.
Well, you see, Sarah, we're not going to stay in town very long. It's a sort of quick visit, you know, on business.
What business?
Different little things I've got to fix up.
Well, can't I come with you?
Well, you've got a lot to do this morning, Sarah. I'll run you into town tomorrow.
Of course, if you don't want.
Oh, no, no, it's not that, Sarah, but it's a sort of a quick business visit, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, Mum, yes. You see, there are two or three little things to be fixed up, and, we don't know just how long we'll be in town, see? We might be there for a few minutes, and we might be there all day, and, you've got a lot to do here.
What's the matter with both of you?
There's nothing the matter with us, Sarah. But Dave's right. We don't know how long we'll be in town, and, you've got such a lot to do.
Yes, that's true, Dad. I have got a lot to do. Why don't you take Alf into town for the run? He said he wanted to put in a few hours at the milk bar.
I've just been talking to him. He says now he won't go into town till tomorrow. His foot's aching a bit today.
Oh, well, then I'll wait until tomorrow. Then we'll all go in together when you take Alf to the milk bar.
Yes, that's it.
I really have got a lot to do today.
All right. Good-o, Mum. I don't think we'll be there long.
Will you be home for dinner? I've got something nice and hot for you.
Oh, yes, too right. We'll make a point of being home.
Oh, well, I'll get on with my work.
Sarah, what does Alf do with himself all day long?
Well, he's writing an epic poem on Christmas in the Bush.
Mm. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, my word, he says he'll read it to us on Christmas Day. Well, you people had better get off to town and be back as soon as you can. All right, then. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Mum.
That was a bit awkward, Dave.
Yeah.
It's a wonder Mum didn't want to know why we were going into town.
Yes, well, I think perhaps she guessed it in the end. Wait till I go and change my shirt and tie, will you, Dad? I'll be ready in two ticks.
All right, now don't be long. You don't have to be dressed in your Sunday best to buy Christmas presents.
Dad and Dave,
hello,
what
Jim.
Are you doing in town today?
We've come to buy Christmas presents, Jim.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place, Dad. We've got a wonderful selection of gifts this year. Do you want something for a lady? Something for Mum, I suppose.
Jim, what would you suggest?
Well, you come along to the ladies' department. I'll get our Miss Whittaker to make a few suggestions. Just come down this way.
Oh, that's... Old Sam Whittaker's daughter, isn't it?
Yes, she's a smart girl, too. The best I've got in the shop. She'll suggest a nice present for Mum, and I suppose you want something for Mabel, don't you, Dave?
Oh, yes, but...
Yes, I know.
I haven't decided what I want yet, Jim, but... I've got to get something for Mum, too.
Well, just come this way. You're not narked with me, are you, Dad?
What about, Jim?
Well, you know, about having your grandfather's statue in the main road. We've been arguing about the matter for so long, and, I thought the plaque idea was the best way out of it.
We won't discuss the matter now, Jim. It's council business. I'm only saying that I don't agree with you. I've got to decide by the decision of the majority.
Hey, Jim, that's a nice lot of ties you've got there.
Yes, a new shipment, Dave. The latest ties from London.
I'd like to have a look at them.
Come here to look at ties. You haven't come to buy a Christmas present for yourself.
I might buy a tie for Alf. And one for myself at the same time.
Well, you can look at them afterwards. Remember, Mum's got a hot dinner for us and we've got to get out.
Miss Whittaker, forward, please.
Yes, Mr. Hopkins.
Look after Dad and Dave. They're both buying Christmas presents.
How are you, Maggie? How's your father? I haven't seen him for some time.
He's well, thanks, Dad.
Well, we've got quite a crowd at the store this morning, Dad, so I'll leave you, if you don't mind. I'll leave you with Miss Whittaker.
All right, Jim.
So long, Dad.
So long, Jim.
Now, Dad, what would you like? We have some lovely crepe de chine underclothes and glorious pastel shades.
Yes. Well, I'm not much good at this sort of thing. Do you think that Mum would like them?
I'm sure she would. Look, I'll show them to you. See? Here are the three pieces.
Dave. Have a look at this.
I think I'll go down and look at the ties for a while, Dad.
You stay here with me.
It's a beautiful coloured crepe de chine. Look at the three pieces for yourself, Dad.
You look at them, Dave.
I'm not buying them.
Well, have you got anything else, Maggie? Mum's got plenty of... she's got plenty of those things.
Quite so. Well, we'll leave those aside and come back to them. Now, what about stockings? They're always useful, you know. We have them in all qualities. You can't have too many pairs of stockings.
Maggie, Mum's got plenty of stockings.
Then may I suggest nighties or pyjamas?
Nighties or pyjamas? Well, I don't know.
I'll show you some.
No, it doesn't matter. What else have you got? Hey, Dave, come over here. Come away from those ties, will you? Don't leave me here to do this alone.
Well, there's nothing really nicer than those three piece sets of underwear.
We've just put them aside for the time being. Just show us something else.
And just look at these nightdresses. They're beautifully cut. One might almost call them tailored.
Yes, they're pretty flash, aren't they?
Or perhaps Mum prefers wearing pyjamas.
Mum wears nightdresses and none of these flimsy silk things either.
Oh, I see. Of course, we have flannelette nightdresses.
Flannelette. No, well, of course, I think I'd like something better than flannelette.
I have it. We have three only satin quilted dressing gowns. Mr. Hopkins thinks that they're rather expensive, and he may send them back to the warehouse. But you can at least have a look at them.
Oh, yes, Mum says she needs a new dressing gown.
Yes, I think I heard her say that. Well, just let's have a look at these satin quilts.
Oh, no, they're not satin quilts. They're satin quilted dressing gowns.
I see. A dressing gown made out of a quilt.
No, Dad, not exactly. I'll show them to you. Just a minute till I get them for you.
It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it, Dad?
A man's got to go through with it, I suppose.
Here you are, Dad. What do you think of this? It's a delightful shade of eau de nil.
What shade did you say?
Eau de nil. One of the latest shades. It's a lovely thing.
Eau de nil. Yes, it looks like pale green to me.
Yeah, it is pale green.
It's about Mum's fitting, I think. I'll slip it on for you.
All right, let's have a look at it. Just let me up there.
There we are.
It's bonza, Dad. Oh, yes, cripes, Mum would like that.
What do you think of it? Very smart, isn't it?
Yes, well, to me it looks a bit too good to be a dressing gown. It could sort of be an evening dress.
Yes, it could too.
You know, these gowns are worn now by most ladies of the smart set. And I believe the film stars of Hollywood won't wear anything else.
I see. Well, Mum isn't a film star of Hollywood.
No, but they set the fashion, don't they?
Yes, I suppose they do set the fashion. Well, who's to see Mum in a dressing gown? People don't wear them out in the street.
Oh, well, it's the sort of present Mum would like for Christmas anyway.
I think she's right, Dad.
Perhaps you're right. How much is it?
Five guineas.
What, five? 5 guineas? What, for a dressing gown?
Well, Dad, it's very reasonable, considering the quality of the material.
Yes, I don't mind spending the money on, Mum, but there doesn't seem to be much there for 5 guineas.
Oh, it's very pretty, you know, Dad.
Yes, it's pretty. All right, well, I think Mum will like it. I'll have that one, Maggie.
All right, Dad. Now, will there be anything else?
Well, let me see now. That's the main present. I think I'll get me others some other time.
Maggie, I want a present for Mum, too.
Well, now, may I suggest a pair of satin slippers to match the dressing gown?
Satin slippers. Now, let me see, Mum. I think that's a good idea, Dave.
I'll get a pair and show you. They're delightful things with feathers in them.
Yeah. All right, I'll have a look at them. Yes, that'll be all right. Dad, will you buy that three-piece set of underclothing for me to give Mabel? I'm not game to buy it myself.
Neither am I, Dave. And if you want that set, me boy, you can buy it yourself.